right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I wanted to talk about... So I guess John is back, right? Is John back?
Yeah, he's back.
All right, John. I was talking about the fact that, you know, Lou from Cudahy wanted to somehow lead people to believe that he, as a Republican, a conservative, is concerned about, you know, the poor people who work in, you know, the hotel industry. And you know, it's one thing. Hotels are beautiful. It's nice. It costs a lot of money for people to come in and to rent rooms and to, you know, spend some time when you're on vacation. And boy, it's nice when you're there and you don't have to clean anything up. But you never see, very seldom do you see the real people who do the backbreaking work that makes all of that possible and who make meager sums of money, John. They're not there. They don't get tips. And they're really, to be quite frank with you, it's another mode of slavery. And you'll notice they're mainly women, and they're mainly from, you know, different nations who do that kind of work. And for Lou to act as if he's concerned about that, come on. John, you there?
Me?
Yeah. Go ahead, John. Go ahead.
Okay. The least he could do is, like I said, support a decent, you know, a living wage,
right,
for people like that. You know, and $15 an hour is, what, 30-some thousand a
year? Yeah, which is a poverty wage.
That's pretty much a poverty wage in,
right,
in the current economy. The other thing that bugs me about the Republicans wanting to have their convention in Milwaukee is they have insulted and just done everything possible to damage the, you know, Milwaukee and Dane counties in terms of their policies, in terms of what they've done. Just for example, the only two counties in the state that had their votes recounted were,
yes,
Milwaukee and Dane,
yes,
counties. That's an insult to the honest clerks and other people that do the work with the votes. They, as far as I know, there's still a small sales tax continuing that was used to support the Brewers Stadium, which is now, I don't know what it's called, Northfield or whatever it's called now, but the point is, it's not called Milwaukee County Stadium.
American Family.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you. But anyway, the point is, that continues, but the stadium's all built.
I know.
And... But the money continues to come out into the coffers of something. I'm not sure where it's going, but they won't allow Milwaukee to try to finance its own self. And of course,
they don't support money
coming from the state.
I mean, John, yeah, our parks that have been the jewel of the entire nation 20 years ago. 30 years ago, Milwaukee's parks were the best in the entire nation. And we can no longer sustain them, and we're not asking for a handout. You know what I mean, John? We're asking,
yeah,
for what all the other states, for the most part, comparable to Milwaukee, have been able to, and Milwaukee County, have been able to get done, and that's a 1 cent sales tax. But Republicans are adamantly opposed to it because they want to see Milwaukee fail, you know.
In terms of the constituents, so-called, of these people in Madison, the legislature, they also redistricted in such a way that you have, while you have a larger number of minority voters in Milwaukee, you have fewer majority-minority districts. And, you know, I think eventually that might possibly be thrown out in the federal courts, and they might have to do another redistricting. But the point is, again, it's just another way of trying to clamp down on the ability of Milwaukee citizens and also Wisconsinites in general to do anything about this legislature that really does nothing except give billions away to billionaires.
You know, the legislature that stepped in under Scott Walker and took away residency, which was and had been in Milwaukee since I, you know, probably its inception, right, where if you wanted to, if you worked for the city or the county,
you had to live there.
And that wasn't good enough. Scott Walker and the legislature changed that. And as I've always said, you know, those jobs, John, belong to the taxpayers of the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. Why should somebody who lives outside of the city and the county make the decision that impacted and affected the rest of us who stay here and made it almost impossible for our property taxes? We can't support those things. You know, as property owners, we can't continue to support those things. That's why they were looking for the 1 cent sales tax. 1 cent. It's been denied.
That's kind of a mixed bag that you don't have to live in Milwaukee. It's very difficult to recruit people, I think, for some kinds of public service jobs, like teaching, for example, and require them to live in the same district. I know because I've taught in many districts where I haven't lived in the district. I've supported whatever the district has needed, but the point is, I didn't have to live there, and they were able to get a fairly highly qualified teacher. I got a master's in chemistry, and they had a fairly highly qualified teacher, even though I didn't live in the district.
So
now I understand why it's important to stay in the district, because the more people that move out, the greater impact that has on property values and property taxes. I do understand that, but that's kind of a mixed bag. But again, I'm in agreement with you 100%. Why shouldn't Milwaukee be allowed to finance their services with a very, very tiny tax increase?
Yeah, and that's what it is, 1 cent, right?
Yep.
And that's the main reason I'm opposed to the Republican convention coming to the city of Milwaukee. You know, whatever is garnered in those several days that they're going to be here, and the money that'll be made by certain people while they're here, they're going to leave, and we'll still be faced with the inevitable. And that's the fact that they're still going to block any opportunity that is presented to the city of Milwaukee to be able to, and Milwaukee County, to be able to fund itself. Yeah, that's, you know.
That's, yeah. The other thing is, of course, that those conventions cost money for the city. Yes, they make money for the small businesses around the convention and even perhaps in the greater Milwaukee area. I would say, fine, you guys can come here. Just, you know, here's our estimate of what it's going to cost the city. You just pay us for that, and a small profit, because this is a business operation, after all, a small profit up front before you even come in.
Well said, my friend. Thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break.
Thank you.
844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.